This is KI4DOS calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net on a New Year's Eve. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. Any interest in promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. Heard, we will now begin roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. Call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RagChew portion. This being Wednesday night, the RagChew portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the RagChew portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Had quite a number of folks to use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater tonight. We'll go through those first, and then we'll go over and see if we've got any Echo Lake stations. Say good evening, KC4PLT. That's Mr. Richard down in Pendergrass, Georgia. And KF4CKT. That's Mr. John. He's down in Honeypath. And KC4WGG. That's Mr. Patrick. He's in Rome, Georgia. And KE4VGN. That's Mr. Richard over in Greenville. And KO4WTQ. That's Mr. Greg over in Greer. And AA4GH, that's Mr. Gus, he's in Punta Gorda, Florida. And K4XMR, that's Mr. Mel, he's down in Prosperity. And W2AMD, that's Mr. Andrew, he's down in Simpsonville. And KO4ZEW, that's Mr. Ben, he's down in Malden. And KG4PFI, that's Mr. Don and his sweet bride. KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda, they're down there in Piedmont. And KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy, he's up there on Table Rock. And N4CRV, that's Mr. Lee, he's in Simpsonville. And WA4JJZ, that's Mr. Andy. He's down in Aiken, down there in the flatlands of Aiken. And KQ4ZWS, that's Miss Christine up in Traveler's Rest. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill, he's down in Anderson. And KB2BYQ, that's my neighbor Dave over here in Easley. And via telephone relay, I have KO4HKX, that's Mr. Patrick. And he is in Rosman tonight. I got him via telephone relay. And N4ZLK, that's Mr. Shane. He's up there in Cleveland. He's not feeling it. We have my pretty little bride, Joy, K3JOY. And she is in the other room watching some TV. That concludes our pre-net check-in functions. Do a refresh one more time, make sure there's nobody else on there. And I don't have anybody on Echo Link at this time. So we'll go over to the RF check-ins now, starting with M through P, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. And Gary, Happy New Year. Please check in Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick. We're both in Piedmont, both be negative and negative, and by telephone relay, please check in our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, she's in West Jules, and she'll be negative and negative.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena. and her husband Rick, KK4DMW. They're down there in Piedmont, and Miss Lorena brings along their daughter, KM4MOQ, via telephone relay from Ware Shoals. That's Miss Michelle. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Miss Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello and Happy New Year there, young lady. Hope y'all have a really, really Happy New Year. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the next alphabetical group, which is Quebec through Tango. Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary and Joy. Happy New Year. Thank you for calling the net. Please check in 0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative, sir.
4DOS. Hello, Gary. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lehman Golf. KO4QLG, this is Chris Liberty, and I'll be negative. Hello, Tom.
Good evening, Chris. Happy New Year, bud.
Happy New Year.
QLS? Hey, would you please check in Whiskey 4 Sierra Bravo X-ray? W4SBX, Brad in Simpsonville. I'll be negative. Simplify Chris, and hello, Tom, and Happy New Year to all on the net.
Simplify, Brian.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to N0TR. That's Mr. Tom over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tom. Please tell Miss Bernice we said hello and Happy New Hope. Tom, I can't see what I'm trying to say. Happy New Year to you and Miss Bernice. So both of y'all have a wonderful Happy New Year. Then we got KO4QLG. And everybody knows that's my other brother by a different mother, Mr. Chris, over there in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Brother Chris. Happy New Year to you there, young man. And W4SBX. That's Mr. Brad. He's down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Brad. Hope you are doing well, and Happy New Year to you there, young man. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. On up to the next alphabetical group, the Uniform through Zulu, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
For DOS. Gary, please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4, to be determined, KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. Both here in Southern Greenville County. Be negative and negative. Good evening to you and Miss Joy and everyone on net, and Happy New Year.
KI4DOS. The Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to K4. That's Mr. Tommy and his sweet bride, KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. They're down there in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Tommy. Please tell Miss Angela we said hello and Happy New Year to you folks. Hope y'all have a real Happy New Year. Additional stations, Uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
At control, this is KQ4YUH, Ted in Greenville, checking in negative and negative.
This is KG4ZGS, Kilo Golf 4, Zulu Golf Sierra. My name's Chris, and I just wanted to check in. I hope that y'all have a Happy New Year, negative and negative.
KI4DOS. The Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KQ4YUA. That's Mr. Ken over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ken. Hope you're doing well and Happy New Year to you. And Ken, did I get your call right?
Kilo Quebec 4, Yankee Uniform Hotel, name is Ted T Tango Echo Delta. I'm a newbie, and I appreciate you letting me check in with you.
I appreciate you being with us, and I got your call corrected. I got Kilo Quebec 4 Yankee Uniform Hotel. I appreciate you being with us, and come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you each and every night, different net controller. I do appreciate you being with us this New Year's Eve. I did call a net last Wednesday night, which was Christmas Eve, so I'm getting a little confused, I guess. But appreciate you being with us, and I hope you are doing well there, young man. And then we got KG4ZGS. That's Mr. Chris. He's over in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. Hope you are doing well, and Happy New Year to you there, young man. Got a couple of new folks that I haven't checked in before. That's Mr. Ken and Mr. Chris both. Chris, as I was telling Ken, you come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you each and every night if you can make it. I got a different net controller each night, but we do appreciate you taking the time to be with us on this New Year's Eve. I do have an EchoLink station up now. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Hey, Gary. Check in. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, KA4PQA. Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening, Gary, to yourself all on the net. No traffic, no table. Do tell me story that we say hello, and Happy New Year, and Gary, Happy New Year to both of you, and do look forward to seeing you down here, in just a few days from now on the 10th, down here in Greenwood.
This KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to my buddy Stephen, KA4PQA. He's down there in Greenwood. I appreciate you being with us tonight, Stephen. Please tell Miss Jennifer that we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well, and Happy New Year to you both. And Stephen, I am looking forward to seeing you in about 10 days on the 10th down there in Greenwood. Looking forward to it there, young man. But Happy New Year to you again. Going back over to the alphabet, let's try Uniform Through Zulu again. U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
This is KG4ZGS. I just checked in. This is Chris here. I just wanted to make a correction. I forgot to say it. I'm out in Campobello, so I'm in the upstate, almost near the North Carolina line. KG4ZGS, I'll be listening. Thank you.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to make that correction for Mr. Chris. He's in Campobello instead of Greenville. Appreciate you being with us over there in Campobello there, Chris. I know quite a number of folks in that area. And like I said, come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you, and I'm sorry I made that mistake. That just proves one thing. I am human. So, you know, I will try my best to learn from my mistake. All righty, let's move around to the front of the alphabet in the Alpha through Delta group, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. That Alpha through Delta group seems to be a lonely group tonight. I guess everybody's out getting ready to celebrate New Year's. A through D, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, please check in KR4CZI. That's Kilo Romeo 4, Charlie Zulu India, Walter, I'm in Anderson. I'll be negative and negative. Happy New Year's and good evening to everybody on the net.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Delta Zulu Sierra, KO4DZS Scott in Pendleton, and I'll be negative and negative.
KI4DOS, please check in November 4 Charlie Romeo Victor and 4 CRV Lee in Simpsonville. I do have an announcement when you get a second.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KR4CZI. That's Mr. Walter. He's down there in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Walter. Hope you are doing well, and Happy New Year to you. And KO4DZS, that's Mr. Scott. He's down in Pendleton. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Scott. Hope you are doing well, and Happy New Year to you there, young man. And then we got N4CRV. That's Mr. Lee. He's down in Simpsonville. We had Lee over there on the pre-net check-in, so but he has an announcement. So, Lee, you want to go with your announcement now?
For the monthly Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society meeting will be Monday, January the 5th at 7 o'clock at the American Red Cross Building downtown Greenville, 940 Grove Road, 7 o'clock. It will also be via Zoom. Information to the Zoom is on the front page of our website, BlueRidgeAmateurRadioSociety.cc, BRARS.cc. Back to net control.
Heidi Lee, the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society monthly meeting is coming up Monday, January the 5th, at 7 p.m. over to Red Cross Building at 940 Grove Road. And also, have it on Zoom, and you can go to the website and pick that up. Does anyone need any fills on Lee's announcement?
KR4CZI, give me that info again on the Zoom information, please.
On the front page of our website, which is located at Bravo Romeo Alpha Romeo Sierra .cc, BRARS.cc.
And that's the Zoom link.
Zoom link information will be on, scroll down about halfway down the front page, and it'll be right there on the front page.
Appreciate the feel on that. KR4CZ, back to net control.
RV, back to net control.
All righty, Walter. I'm glad that Lee came back in there and gave you that information. Appreciate that, Lee. And glad you fellas could get together. Don't want anybody to miss something that they might be interested in as far as that goes. Does anyone else need any feels on Lee's announcement? Continue with roll call. In the Alpha through Delta group A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS. Move on up to the next alphabetical group, which is Echo through Hotel, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Everyone on the net. This is November 4, Hotel Charlie, N4HHC, Warren, and Taylors, and wishing everyone a Happy New Year. Looking forward to the new year and seeing some of you at some of the gatherings and the testing. We always enjoy that. So 73s and looking forward to the new year. This is N4HHC.
4DOS. And Happy New Year, Gary. Oh, please check in Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry in Cameron, North Carolina. We'll be negative tonight, Gary, and talk to you next year.
DOS and Kilo Romeo 4, Foxtrot Hotel X-Ray, KR4FHX, Jamie and Gaffney, and I'll be negative and negative. Praying a blessed and safe and healthy new year for everyone on the net tonight. 73s.
November 4, Echo Delta Whiskey, Ed in Brevard. No traffic on monitoring.
Harry, please check in Kilo 4, Hotel November Romeo, K4HNR. This is Connor. I'm over here in Greenville. Happy New Year to you and the family and to everyone on the net. I'll be negative and negative. Thanks.
For DOS. For your 4 Foxtrot Hotel Juliet GNN Taylor's negative and negative. Over.
4DOS. Check in KQ4GIV, Dell and Campobello, and Happy New Year to everybody. Gas station over in Campobello. Give me your call and name again. That was my fault, not yours. I use a mechanical pencil, and my pencil point broke. By the time I done clicked it, I done missed half of it. Give me your call name again, please.
Okay, this is KQ4GIV, Dale in Campobello.
Dale, let me make sure I got this right. That's Kilo Quebec 4. Is that the Golf India Victor? All righty, young man. I do appreciate that. Thanks for taking the time with me. I think that's the first time you checked in with me. It may not be, but anyway, I hope you are doing well, and I hope you have a happy, happy new year. I'd also like to say good evening to N4HHC. That's Mr. Warren over in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Warren. Hope you're doing well, and happy new year to you there, young man. And KC4EZN. Harry, I can't read my own writing tonight. Happy New Year to you there, young man, and hope you are doing well. And KR4FHX, that's Miss Jamie up there in Gaffney. Appreciate you being here tonight, Jamie. Hope you are doing well, and Happy New Year to you. And N4EDW, that's Mr. Ed up there in Brevard. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ed. Happy New Year to you. And K4HNR, that's Mr. Connor over in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Connor. Hope you're doing well, and Happy New Year to you. And W4FHJ, that's Mr. Gene over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Gene. Hope you're doing well, and Happy New Year there, young man. And, of course, we got KQ4GIV. That's Mr. Dale over in Campobello. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dale, and, again, Happy New Year. Additional stations, Echo Through Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Like to say good evening. KC4PLT, that's Mr. Richard down there in Pendergrass, Georgia. Richard checked in on the pre-nets, but he got in there on RF just to say Happy New Year. Happy New Year there, Richard. Hope you are doing well. Let's move up now to the patient group on a Wednesday night, the India through Lima group, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS? Kilo 4 is Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. This is where I'll be negative and negative, but wishing everyone a happy new year, and we'll be looking forward to being on the radio with you again tomorrow night. And 73s for each one of you.
West. Hey, I hope you and Miss Joy are well. Happy New Year. Please check in Whiskey 4. India Oscar Echo, see it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Jerry, thank you for calling the net. Good evening to all on the net, and happy year to all. W4IOE, no traffic, no comment.
TOS. Jerry, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor. KO4JKV, this is Duncan in Asheville. No traffic, no comment. Happy New Year to you and everybody on the net.
4DOS. Gary, really good to hear you anytime, but tonight's a special night and you make things special. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Gary, you have a blessed night, and everybody out there, blessings to everybody. 7-3.
GOS. John, I'm checking out of turn. I'm checking KG4, that's Kilo Golf 4, Alpha Hotel Sierra, and KC4SKD, Kilo Charlie 4, Sierra, Kilo Delta. No traffic there at you. Thank you.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4JFO. Mr. James up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. James. Hope you are doing well, and Happy New Year to you. And W4IOE, that's Mr. Sid. He's up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Sid. Hope you are doing well. Please tell Miss Beverly we said hello and hope she's doing well, and y'all both have a Happy New Year. And then we got KO4JKV. That's Mr. Duncan. He's up there in Nashville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Duncan. Hope you're doing well, and a Happy New Year to you. And KK4JBQ. That's Mr. Larry and his sweet bride. KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're over there in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Please tell Miss Donna we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And Happy New Year to you folks. I hope y'all have a very blessed year as well. And then I got a special treat tonight. I got KG4AHS. That's my neighbor Rhonda and her husband Larry. KC4SKD. Neighbors of mine over here in Easley. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Rhonda. Please tell Larry we said hello, and hope y'all have a Happy New Year. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Folks, we'll open it up to that big group now, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
For DOS. Gary, and Happy New Year to everyone. This is KQ4WHN. That's Kilo Quebec 4 Whiskey Hotel November. My name is Mark. I'm in Greer, listening to the fireworks and hoping they end before I go to bed. I'll be negative and negative. Happy New Year to all again, 73s.
Tell Miss Joy I said hello. Please check in WG4MC. This is Matt West from Pima County, be negative and negative, 7-3 to you all on the net, and Happy New Year, everyone.
Hello, F. In Kilo, Quebec 4, Zulu Yankee Uniform, FKQ4ZYU, Allen. I'm over in Richburg, South Carolina. Wishing everybody a Happy New Year.
Kilo West, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Tango Quebec. This is Greg in Greer, negative, negative. Good evening, Gary.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KQ4WHN. That's Mr. Mark over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mark. Hope you are doing well, and Happy New Year to you. And WG4MC, that's my neighbor Matt over here across the creek in western Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Matt. I'll relay your message in there to Joy. Hope you're doing well, and Happy New Year there, young man. Matt, you won the door prize tonight there, buddy. Appreciate you being with us. You made number 50 on my log so far. And then we got KQ4ZYU. That's Mr. Allen over there in Richburg. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Allen. Hope you are doing well, and Happy New Year to you. And then we got KO4WTQ. That's Mr. Greg over there in Greer. Greg, got you on the pre-net check-ins tonight, but do appreciate you checking in over RF. Hope you're doing well, and Happy New Year to you. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. big old falls normally means we got everybody for the time being, so this is KI4DOS. Now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for all those folks that checked in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the rag queue, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Do we have anyone with anything they would like to add to the swap net book or anything I need to take off of the swap net book? Call KI4DOS.
KOS. Hope you're doing well. It's been a while. This is KQ4QH. Quebec 4, Quebec Hotel Victor. If you don't mind, sir, please check in me. I'll be in and out. This is Nick. I make my home in Pendleton.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KQ4OHV. That's Mr. Nick down there in Pendleton. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Nick. Hope you're doing well, and Happy New Year to you. And did I get all your call right there, Nick?
Hey, Gary. It's Kilo, Quebec, 4, Quebec, Hotel, Victor. I hope you got that. I've been having some trouble with my antenna.
They corrected there, Nick. You were solid into the repeater that time. I got KQ4QHV, Quebec Kilo, Quebec 4, Quebec Hotel Victor. Nick down in Pendleton. Appreciate you being with us, and again, Happy New Year there, young man. Going back over here to the swap net, do we have anyone with anything they would like to add or anything I need to take off of the swap net book? Call KI4DOS. Once again, for check-ins, all the way through the alphabet before we start the reading of the swap net book, call KI4DOS. KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net. The first item we got up on the swap net book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's a Kenwood D700. That's a 2-meter 440 transceiver. He has a stock hand mic, an MC80 desk mic. He has the programming cables, and he has two manuals for this transceiver, and he would like $400 for it. Is anyone needing fields? Him up is for sale. Fella has two Mestastic antennas. These are brand new antennas, and he would like $15 each for these Mestastic antennas. Does anyone need any fields? Him up is looking for, got a fella looking for some test equipment for his bench. He needs an RF meter, a deviation meter, and a millivolt meter. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Yaesu FT450D. He has a power cord, a mic, and a dust cover, and he would like $475 for it. Does anyone need any fields? The item we got on the swap net book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's an Ameritron AL811H HF amplifier with an extra set of tubes. He says this, the amplifier is kind of heavy, so it has to be picked up. And he would like $400 for it. And he said that that price is negotiable. Does anyone need any fields? Going to conclude the reading of the swap net book tonight, folks. Appreciate all you fine folks that stayed around and listened to the reading of the swap net book. I didn't have anybody list any items or take anything off, so we're good to go there. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
Yes? Hey, Happy New Year, Gary. Please check Kilo, Quebec 4, your Delta, AQ4, SID. This is Craig. I make my home in Greer.
KI4DOS, Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KQ4SID. That's Mr. Craig over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Craig. Hope you are doing well, and Happy New Year there, young man. Anyone else all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. So I don't have anyone marked for comments tonight. Have I missed anyone for comments, or is there anyone that would like to make a comment? Call KI4DOS.
4SKD.
Go ahead, Larry.
I'll give you some comments here, but I do have a couple more check-ins to add by telephone relay. And I found Randall's call. He changed it to K0JET. That's Randall in Asheville. And also Charlie, KF4GGF is Charlie's call.
Larry, let me make sure I got Randall's call, his new call, right? It's Kilo Zero Juliet Echo Tango, K0JET, that's Randall up in Asheville. And Charlie's call is Kilo Foxtrot 4 Golf Golf Foxtrot, KF4GGF, and he is in Goose Creek, right?
Yep. Randall, he wanted JET because it kind of goes along with what my nephew's doing, working with the Blue Angels. Anyway, we've been undecorating this evening, putting up Christmas decorations, and went to move we got a paper bag full of lights, and went to move it, and lo and behold, a lizard went running out of it. So we spent 20 minutes trying to trap that lizard. So we finally got it trapped and took him back outside.
My goodness. Well, I bet that was a lot of fun trying to trap that little bitty lizard. But the good news is it was a lizard, not a snake, right?
Yeah. That jogged my memory about another story. This is something people want to beware of. My sister-in-law, this is about a couple years ago, she was driving home. She got home, she took her umbrella and laid it on the front porch. Well, the next trip out, she picked the umbrella up, went back in the car with it, laid it down. She's driving, and somehow or another, I don't know if she was driving or what, but the snake come out of the umbrella in the car. That could cause some excitement real quick.
I would imagine so. Oh, my goodness. She didn't get in an accident or anything like that because of it, did she?
But they, I talked to my brother, and he said he looked and called all around in that car and pulled up carpet. They never did find that snake. To this day, they don't know what happened to it, but it's obviously out of the vehicle.
Thing. I mean, I hate that they did not find it, because you don't ever know. But if there's a little bitty small hole or something that it could get out of, it probably found its way out, which is a good thing. Me and my father-in-law, my little fat fishing buddy, that's Joey's dad. He's passed away now, but I always called him my little fat fishing buddy, and I called him that to his face because he was shorter and bigger around than I am. Not by much, by chance. But anyway, we were fishing, and in my boat, I've got a little 14-foot John boat, and we got up under some low-hanging branches up one of the inlets, or little creek inlets, down at the lake, and a big old copperhead fell out of that tree into the boat with us. And I almost got out of the boat to let him have it. But my father-in-law had presence of mind to reach and grab the paddle. And he slapped at it, and the snake reacted and fell over the side of the boat. So we got out from under those trees in a hurry.
I don't blame you. It will cause some excitement pretty quick, especially being a poisonous snake like that. We've seen little snakes around the house here, but I've never seen anything poisonous. The last time I saw one that I recognized as poisonous was Randall and I were camping down at Disney World at their campground, and we were walking back to the tent, and we heard a rattlesnake, and we knew instantly what that was. We saw him in the clearing. There's about a 10 by 20 section. And I've been told that a rattlesnake will let you know that he's there, and the rattlesnake does not want to bother you if you will give him plenty of clearance. That's exactly what we did. He went one way, we went the other way.
Larry, most of the snakes around here are like that. You know, they don't want to try to fight something that's bigger than they are, and I don't blame them, and I don't want to fight them either, but... If I know they're there, I try to give them a leeway and let them go about their business. They've got a reason for being here. If not, they wouldn't be here. So, you know, I want to try to live and let live, so to speak. But if it comes between, comes down to me or them, I hope it's going to be them and not me, because I'm going to do my best to be on the top of the outcome.
Understand that 100%, but whenever we're working around the yard here, we're just careful when, you know, where the snakes could possibly be and keep the grass cut. They say they like really high grass, so we keep that trim down. Of course, you don't have to worry about this time of year, the high grass, because it's quick growing. But anyhow, about all I got to say tonight, Gary. Hope you're doing well, and Miss Joy is, and hope everybody has a good evening and a good day tomorrow, and say Happy New Year to you and everybody listening. KI4DOS in the net, KC4SKD.
Let me tell you this before you go. Joy and I were out in the back there, and we did have a pile of rocks around the base of the oak tree that's closest to the house. And she wanted those rearranged, and she was going to make a flower bed out of that, you know, put flowers around the base of the tree. So we were out there moving rocks and put all the rocks in a wheelbarrow and moved them out so we could do some other stuff we needed to do. And we started putting the rocks back, and then I'm reaching up in the wheelbarrow and placing the rocks down, you know, stacking them up and making a little wall all the way around the tree. And I reached down and almost grabbed a poisonous snake. It was about the size of a pencil, but it was about maybe a foot long or maybe a little longer. It might have been 18 inches long. But it kind of startled me at first, and I was glad I did not get bit. But luckily, I had on gloves and all this. But I moved the rock that it was on, and it took off, and I don't know if it got out of the wheelbarrow or not, but I dumped the rocks out and walked away from it for a little while, and then went back a little while later and finished stacking the rocks up. But every time I went out there around that oak tree to work on her flower bed, I was always careful looking for them little bitty snakes.
Yeah, that's a good thing to watch out and remind people about. And also wearing the gloves when you're doing anything like that is good, too. It reminds me of one of the conversation topics on this net. This is probably sometime in the early 90s. And the topic was, if a rat eats rat poison and then the snake eats the rat, will the rat poison in the rat kill the snake? They talked about that for a while one night. I never did know what the final outcome was or what was decided, but it was interesting hearing people talk about that.
You got me curious. I'm going to have to do some research and figure out if a poisoned rat will kill a snake if the snake eats the poisoned rat. I'll have to do some research on it, and I'll let you know what I find out. But pleasure to have her check y'all in with me tonight. She doesn't get on the radio a whole lot, and it just tickles me to death when she does. And again, tell her I said Happy New Year, And when you talk to Randall and Charlie, tell Randall congratulations on his new call. And when I read his call, once I got it written down and you know, I was listening to it, I got to thinking about his PlayStation, you know, his gaming station. That picture that you showed me, that kind of looks like a cockpit. So I said, he wanted to think he was in a jet fighter or something, I don't know. But tell Randall and Charlie both, we said hello and Happy New Year. And thanks for being with us a little bit and talking with us a while. I'll let you know what I find out on the outcome about the snake and the poison rat.
Be interesting to find out, to see what comes up about that. Anyway, good to talk to you, Gary. Tell Miss Joy we said hello and Happy New Year to you, to both of you. And we'll be chatting with you again sometime. KI4DOS in the net, KC4SKD.
Hey, Larry, again, tell Rhonda we said hello and Happy New Year. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
RDOS. Kilo Echo Niner Alpha Golf Zulu. This is Austin from Elkhorn, Wisconsin. I'll be negative and negative.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KE9AGZ. That's Austin. Austin, did I hear that correctly? You're from Wisconsin. Are you down visiting?
I've down here, grew up down in the upstate of South Carolina, but moved up to Wisconsin for work. So, yeah, down here for the holidays.
To the area, yeah, back to the area. When you tell your folks up there in Wisconsin, when you get back up there, y'all get on Echo Link and check in with us from there on Echo Link. We've got a real close friend of ours that moved to South Dakota. He gets on here every once in a while and checks in from South Dakota. And we love you long-distance contacts on Echo Link. But do appreciate you taking the time to be with us on the net tonight, and Happy New Year to you, young man. Anyone else all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. Any other check-ins or any other comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. This is KG4ZGS. This is Chris here in Campobello. I was listening to y'all talk about snakes, and I just wanted to put in a little story. I was up in North Carolina helping my dad weed whack around his pond, and I'm out there weed whacking on one of the hills next to his pond, and I heard him shouting at me. He said, "Chris, Chris," and he put the throat slashing sign across his throat. So I killed my weed whacker, and then I seen him draw his .45 from his hip, and I was like, "Oh snap." And I seen what he was aiming at. There was about a 5-foot-long water moccasin going across his pond. And my dad took aim and blasted that thing. And there was a big old splash in the pond when he shot the snake. And that snake went down to the bottom of the pond with the force of the impact. And then he floated up, sans his head, dude. My dad headshotted that thing. And I was like, whoa, dude. So I hear y'all talking about these snake stories. I had to tell my snake story, man. And the only other thing I got to say is NCAA football is on tonight and tomorrow. And tomorrow I got to say, go Dogs, dude. Georgia's playing Ole Miss, prime time, baby. Go Dogs, KG4ZGS.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, Chris, that's pretty good. I'm glad your dad was able to dispatch that snake and didn't get bit. And oh, well, you know, that's the way things go sometimes. And as far as college football goes, I got to where I don't even keep up with the team I used to support and back. I don't watch college football anymore. I hate professional football. They let these players get away with murder and anything else they want to do. They think they're something special. They're not. I don't like them. I don't care for them. And they're not out there for the fun of the game anymore. They're out there for the money. And, you know, they're just a bunch of greedy fellas out there. Grown men out there trying to play a high school ball game that that the folks in high school and what used to be college or university now that used to play it for fun and enjoyment, it's all gotten too big and out of place. When high schools get into the, you know, putting more money into the football field than they do the academics, I don't have a lot of use for them. Anyway, I'll get off my soapbox about that. As far as your team goes, I hope Georgia beats whoever they're playing tomorrow or whenever they play, if that's who you pull for. And that's great if you do, and my hat's off to you. But there again, Happy New Year there, Chris.
New Year. My wife and I met at the University of Georgia, and I've got my buddy here sitting with me. He's not licensed, but he's just chilling with me while we listen to the net. And we're all Georgia Bulldogs. I know we're in South Gamecocks and whatever, but now I'm not a huge NFL fan myself, and the name, image, likeness definitely kind of threw a wrench into the works for NCAA football. But, you know, it's just kind of nostalgic and something to do on Saturdays. And anyway, but I hope everybody out on the net has a happy new year, and y'all take care of yourselves, and I'll be clear on this.
All righty, Chris. Well, tell your buddy he needs to get to studying and get his license and, you know, get him on the air. We'd love to have him, you know, when he gets licensed, if he decides he would like to do that. There's all kinds of different things you can do with the hobby. You know, there's some people that like, moon bounce. A lot of people like sideman work. A lot of people like FM work, like we're doing tonight. But there's so many different aspects to this hobby. Now it's gone all. If you're a computer geek, they've got the software control radios and the FT8. All the digital modes that I don't do, because I'm not a computer person. I'd rather turn a knob. But again, I hope if you pull for Georgia, they are the winners of their contest tomorrow. And tell you, buddy, we said hello and Happy New Year, and appreciate you coming in and making a comment about the snakes. Enjoyed it there, Chris. Take care. Any other check-ins or any other comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. I'm going to wrap it up this evening, it sounds like, so I'll submit my net report here electronically, and then we'll close the net out. Good folks, had a grand total of 56 tonight. Good net. For a New Year's Eve, appreciate each and every one of you that came in and checked in with me tonight. Y'all come back again tomorrow night. Mr. Matt, WG4MC, will be calling, to the best of my knowledge. Give him a good dose of rider's cramp. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for all those folks that have checked in with us, we will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73. Good night, and God bless, and Happy New Year. This is KI4DOS Clear.